How would people keep potatoes or turnips during the winter?
Just leave it in the garden. The potatoes they put in a little coop outside and covered with hay. Put that on a ground floor, you know. Mm-hmm. They didn't put any wood floor, they just leave that on the dirt like that and put some hay on it.
And
most of the time there was some fire, they smoke, you know. They had to put that in a smokehouse and they make a fire in the middle. During the day and at night they kind of cover that fire, so by the next day not too cold, do some more to smoke that sausage and bacon.
What animals would they get sausage and bacon from?
Pork, hog.
Where would they keep hogs?
Well, they keep it in a pen or outside in a, if you had a big place like a prairie somewhere, you let them loose. But you have to have a fence all around because they'll go and eat what's in the field from other people. So you have to pin them and feed them until they're good to eat. They fatten up.
And where you turn nowadays, you turn cows out to graze in the...
What do you mean about?
Where do you keep the cows nowadays?
In the field, in the rice field now.
Uh-huh. Or you could have just a fenced in place, you'd call
yeah.
it?
Yeah. We had to have several big place to put cow in.
Uh-huh.
Put that herd.
Huh?
I say we have to have a big place and you change it when it's short of dirt and grass. Well, then you plant some grass in a seed from an airplane and make winter grass a pasture for your cow.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a fenced in place out in the pasture where, well, you could sort of make a little fenced in place where you can shut the cow up to milk her?
Yeah, we shut it around there, not too far from the barn yard at my house. We have a big barn yard and we have another pen to put the cow up in.
Mm-hmm. And if you're on, say, raise some potatoes, not a whole lot, not enough to be called a field. You might call it just a potato.
We always plant several, to make several, create enough for us for the whole winter, you know.
Uh-huh. You plant them in a...
Yeah, in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Then we save it in those little coop over there outside.
Is there anything smaller than a field?
Well, some patch just plant just a little patch what you can use, you know.
Uh-huh. And?
Because we couldn't sell potatoes those days. Everybody made their own. And they made their sugar, their syrup too with sugar cane. My daddy had a sugar cane mill and he makes syrup.
What else do people make that's similar to syrup?
Well, they make molasses for cow.
What's
I don't know how they make that with syrup, but I don't know how. I heard about molasses, they buy that for the cow, but I don't know how they use it.
That's different from...
It's kind of some kind of feed that has syrup in it, but I never seen it. I know they feed our cow with that, I heard it talk about that.
Did you ever hear molasses and syrup called long sweetening and short sweetening?
No.
And if you wanted to buy some molasses or syrup, what would it come in?
We buy that at the store in Jerk now.
Mm-hmm.
Or a gallon, or by bottle.
Did you ever hear of a stand of molasses or a stand of lard?
No.
And when you grind the juice out of the sugar cane, what do you call that stuff that you have left from the cane?
Well, they call that... Bagasse in French. I don't know how you call that in English.
Okay,